Are you like me? Are you tired of hearing people talk about bullshit all the time? Shit that don't even really matter to us? Then you need to go ahead and tune into this podcast, man, because I'm about to be dropping a lot of gems on people, man. I plan to talk about how to be successful, crime, how it affects us, and things that we just deal with all the time on a daily basis, you know what I mean? News that people need to really hear. So if you want more of that, man, check me out. Give me a like, comment, subscribe on this page. You can comment any topics that you want me to cover. I'll do my best to cover those as well, as long as they have some type of substance to them. You know what I mean? I want to talk about stuff on here that has some type of relation to everybody. I want everybody, all genders, all races, any demographic, to be able to come to this page and be like, yeah, he's providing us some good information right now. You know what I mean? So that's the type of person that I hope to be. Plan to get this podcast on all platforms, hopefully like Apple Podcasts, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere, you know what I mean? Google Podcasts, stuff like that. This is going to be called Why Did I Start a Podcast? My name is Deuce. I'm the host of the Think Fast Podcast. This is going to be the first episode, the very, very first episode, grand opening type shit. If you don't like people that curse, or if you have kids around, you can move them out of the room or skip past something that I'm about to say. In these podcasts, I will be using curse words, just letting you guys know for future reference. So pretty much I started the Think Fast Podcast because I feel like people do need to think fast. It's a lot of things going on right now, man, and everybody needs to be aware of what's going on. It's a lot of stuff that's being overlooked, man, and I feel like people so busy watching funny videos and shit that they can laugh about all the time compared to gaining knowledge about shit that's really going on that's going to affect your day tomorrow type shit, possibly. It could affect your year next year. You never know. You never know what's going on, man. I follow a lot of things that's going on. I've been a theorist since 2020. That's when I woke up. I feel like 95% at least are still just in the dirt right now. 95% of y'all still in the dirt. Y'all don't know what the fuck is going on at all. Y'all don't know shit about anything. So I just feel like I could be one of those people that provides the information that y'all need. You know what I mean? I'm not using a script right now, but I will follow up my information with facts. If anything, I'll try to even put them up on the screen as I'm talking about it. But everything that I'm going to be doing is going to be provided with facts and some type of numbers, if I can give numbers, and as much information that I can give you so you can be satisfied with that and have a good enough understanding, or be able to have a base to be able to go somewhere else and find a better definition if I don't give it right. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I'm just trying to be an entrepreneur. I've been doing music independently since I was about 15, 16 years old. I do everything myself. I make my own cover arts. I do everything. Promote myself. I go by Deuce215. I'm on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, on here as well, YouTube. I make music that is not the typical music. Yeah, I grew up in the streets. I'm from Philly. But we don't need to talk about the streets in every song. So I try to be different. You know what I mean? I try to talk about something different. Mainly, my music is about trying to get money and talking about how my life changed. You know what I mean? Things that I've experienced throughout my life. Things that other people have experienced throughout their lives, stuff like that. I make it relatable, you know what I mean? But everything that I say has a fact behind it, has a anecdote or something behind it, you know what I mean? So I just feel like this is a podcast is another way for me to be able to relay my voice to people and to hopefully open up some people's minds as well. That's the whole point of everything that I'm doing. I know things, so I feel like it's only right that with my faith that God is going to, you know, correct all of this. This is the year of exposing already. You've seen already people going through things right now. I feel like God is going to be able to cover us. I feel like as long as we have faith in ourselves and the fact that we can do it, we just got to push ourselves. I feel like that's something that I had to hold on to and tell myself, like, yo, keep going, bro. Like, I literally quit my job last November, and I think it's what now, three, almost 4 months that I've been independent, even more independent than I was. You know what I mean? I don't like bosses, bro. A little backstory on me. Like I said, I'm from Philly. I left Philly when I was 19. I went to the military. I was in the Navy. Mind you, because COVID had hit, we had to maintain a bubble. So we couldn't, even though we pulled in the port, what, four times. And each of those times, besides Duke Oman, we could not leave the pier. And at Duke Oman, you still couldn't leave the pier, but it was like a beach that we could walk straight down to go straight to the beach. And that's where any ships that came at that time went to. We all just went to the beach or whatever. But other than that, bro, like, we couldn't go past the pier. We couldn't leave the ship for real. So it was like, we went back out at sea. Like, we really never left the sea, if we think about it. You pull in from sea, but you can't leave the pier. You can't go to McDonald's or get something to eat if you like McDonald's. I don't like McDonald's, but that's always the main thing that's right there everywhere you go. But if you want some food, you got to eat on the ship. You wanted to work out, you got to stay back on the ship and work out. You want to go to sleep, you can't find a fucking hotel, you got to stay on the ship. Like, bro, that shit was crazy, bro. Man, after I got out, after deployment, I got out a little bit after that. And I just moved, and I just been doing it all on my own, man. Dealing with bad leadership, I ain't got time for that no more. I don't have time for that because people in the military messed that up for me, man. You feel like you got some rank, and you feel like you can talk or treat people however you want to treat them. And that's not how that goes, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people use their title or rank and just try to overpower people. And nobody has time for that, you know what I mean? So I just feel like it's best for me to be my own boss and do things my own way. I got the time to do it. I got the atmosphere to do it and be comfortable. I ain't got to worry about nobody scheming me out of my money or, you know, scamming me, some shit like that, bro. Because I've been scammed a couple times before, actually just trying to do shit for my own brand. But you know what I mean? People shiesty, man. That's why I don't fuck with people. I don't fuck with nobody. I do all this shit myself, and I'm fine with it that way. Starting a podcast, like I said, was just another way for me to get my voice out there. And hopefully some people understand me, see me for who I am. And hopefully we can all relate. I'll be a community talking about shit that people need to hear. I want to be somebody like that. That's because I'm still young. I'm only 24. I just turned 24 in January. So I feel like I can relate to the young people and I can relate to the old people. Like, I want everybody to be able to listen to me, bro. Like, I don't want to be on here talking about something and just wasting your time. Like, you have to have something productive, I feel like, in your ear to get you going and on your drive. Like, why wouldn't you want to hear something motivational or see something motivational, somebody with a personal anecdote and telling you how they were successful or what they plan to do to be successful compared to being with a group of people that just sitting on their ass all day or they lazy as fuck. Like, I don't got time for that shit, bro. I got a song coming out called Lazy. I literally despise lazy people because you have the opportunity, so many opportunities in this life to do things, so many different ways to get money, so many different ways to just be a good person in general. And a lot of people don't take that shit. They'll rather just sit on their ass all day, not get a job, and do some crazy shit that I'm not really going to like put a label on what they're doing, but motherfuckers will rather be the lazy and take from what somebody else got and go get it on their own and just be set. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm not one of those people. This shit was meant for me. I feel like a lot of things that I've done were meant for me to do. I feel like when I did them, I felt relieved. You know what I mean? So I feel like If anybody else feels that way, when you accomplish something, you feel relief or you feel like a little stress off your back, man. Like, I feel like if you feel that shit, if you get that same feeling, bro, that's great. I feel like to me, achieving goals is like getting that burn the day after a workout. Me personally, the burn the day after a workout is like, it make you like, damn, bro, like, I kind of want to work out again. And 2 days after you done worked out crazy, like, damn, bro, like, I'm sore as shit, but like, fuck, like, that shit feel good. I feel good as shit. You know what I mean? So, like, I look at it like that. Accomplishing goals is like, I get a rush, man. So why not be the type of person where you're not chasing negativity, you chasing goals and positivity and knowledge and all the positive stuff that we really need in life? Because once the 99% of us get knowledge, that 1% can't do shit. They can't do nothing. You know what I mean? I feel like we just got to stay on point. We got to stay on our move, man. We got to stay 10 toes and we got to think fast. It's too much going on for you to not be wanting to pay attention, at least wanting to pay attention to what's going on. Why would you not want to see what's going on with your life? There's something that can affect your life on a daily basis, bro. Like, I just found out that some shit with China, like the FBI saying that China's attacking our infrastructure, some shit like that, man. It's a bunch of shit going on. I might do more research on that and I'll probably make a video on that if it's real, and comment if you want to hear me talk about that. But man, it's crazy, bro. Like, we really need to know about this shit, man. So I feel like I want to be that outlet. I want to be able to go on other people's podcasts one day and maybe talk about something over there that, you know what I mean, that we need to talk about. I'm going to do some most likely reaction videos on here as well, giving my opinion on certain things that I see. Because I feel like everything has to be streamlined. I can talk about something. I can give you a whole long, hour-long monologue about something that you should know about. But I think because it's a lot of different learners out here, you got a lot of different people and they learn different ways, bro. Like, I'm trying to appeal to all of those things. So at the date of when I post, it's most likely when or around the time that I got that information. So I'll try to make my information as recent as possible before I make my post, if that makes sense. I don't want to be giving y'all no information from fucking 3 to 5 years ago. You know what I mean? We in a whole different time right now. So I'm going to do what I can to try to be another outlet for things that we need to see and hear. I just need y'all to like, comment, and share this around for me, man. If y'all want to see and hear these type of topics, y'all want to have a discussion with me, let me know, man. Y'all can comment down there. Share it to some people. Let them know, hey, he over here talking about some shit, man. He over here talking about some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need, man. If I can get 30 views on this within the first week, I'd be entirely grateful. Make me go trending on these algorithms, bro. Let me go trending on these algorithms, and I'll do my part to continue giving y'all the resources and information that y'all need. Simple as that. Y'all tell me what y'all want, I'll give you what you want. And then I'll give you more information. If you want me to dive deeper into a topic, I can do that for you. This is what I'm here for, man. This is the start of a new beginning, and I plan to see it through. You know what I mean? Once again, everybody, I'm Deuce with the Think Fast Podcast. I greatly appreciate your time today. And once again, if you could do me a huge favor, like, comment, and share. And subscribe to this channel. You can also hit that notification bell below for more videos. Whenever I post, you'll get a notification. I'll probably be dropping a video once or twice a month. I don't want to overkill too much. You know what I mean? If you want more content from me, give me more topics in the comments. And I'll get back to that as soon as I can, man. I appreciate you again. Thanks for tuning in to the Think Fast Podcast. I'm out. I'm the type of nigga really speak on shit irrelevant. Y'all the type of nigga speak on shit without no evidence. Ain't no fucking soul up in their music cause they selling it. Common sense ain't common and you know they wantin' less of it. These killings are minorities, you know they want it prevalent. $5 in my pocket.
pocket for a week, cause I was stretching it. Now I get this guap and put it down for future reference.